Welcome, welcome, welcome. As you can tell from the title, we have an announcement, but we don't want to put a downer on this episode. So wait till the end of the episode and we'll tell you what that is. But we're going to keep it light and keep it happy. Right off the top, what do we have, Taylor?
Well, looks like we are starting with You Settled Our Debate.
Oh.
Last week's debate was, when you get married or move in with a partner, should you keep a separate bank account, keep your bank account separate and split the bills, or should you do one bank account that pools all the money and pay the bills from there, and both of you use that account? The consensus was most people have a joint account, but sometimes individual accounts for fun money.
We do that, except for I am the only one.
You have the only fun money.
I have the fun money account.
I have no fun money. Yeah. And I think this would be a cool thing we do, because we always do these settle our debates, but then we never talk about them again.
Yeah.
So I'm sure people are wondering, well, what was settled? So this one is settled. Joint accounts is what most of the followers, listeners said they do. And then some said they do fun money accounts, which I like that.
I do too.
Like you said, we have one card that's like bills, you know, all the funds go there. And then we have a different account where Lindsay can just buy shoes or
get tattoos.
Okay. Cool.
We also have abdominal pain.
Oh my goodness. What?
So I organized a bunch of papers yesterday because we finally got like a little filing thing. And there we have so many papers from the emergency room. Like, you get a paper every time and it says Jaden Ward was, this is to say that Jaden Ward was seen in the emergency room. And we probably had like 7 of them. So Jaden first was having, but one of them was for abdominal pain. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then he's had a few for chest pain. And I think those are the only two issues you've had that have sent you to the emergency room.
Yeah, some. I definitely didn't draw high on the health aspect. Because what year was that? That all that was going down.
2021. Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've talked about it, but I had like a year where I was just like in constant pain, and the pain was bad enough where I was just a couch potato, you know? But I don't know. I changed my diet a lot. Like we did a lot of different things and started feeling better, but then as of like last year, I've just got this sharp pain in my abdomen. And now it's in multiple spots. So it's like here, on my belly button and on the side, like all over now. And so I finally booked a
gastroenterologist
appointment and went there this morning and was just telling him, this is what I'm still experiencing. And he was just like, okay, well, I want x-rays and blood work and tests done today. So got my blood drawn. They're going to test for allergies like celiacs and all this other stuff. They did an x-ray, I'm assuming, to see if there's any masses or something. But he says eventually, if we can't figure this out, we'll have to do a colonoscopy.
Yeah, and I mean, it's all your digestive tract. Like, his chest pain, we found out, was from his esophagus.
Yeah.
And so we cut out dairy, and that seemed to help. But I don't know, maybe all your years of eating dairy when you shouldn't have just wrecked your digestive system.
I know. And I'm glad, like, a lot of people, I'm sure, go to the doctor in so much pain. They have something going on, and then the doctor just doesn't listen.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, Well, have you tried not having anxiety, or have you tried a multivitamin, right. you know? And like, that's why I like now have such a hard time even going, because mm-hmm. I'm just like, they're not even going to listen. I'm going to tell them what's wrong, and it's just going to be like, probably gas.
Right.
You know, and it's like, okay, if it is gas, I still need to fix something, mm-hmm. right? And, but this doctor was honestly awesome. Like, he really listened. And again, a lot of them don't want to do tests for some reason. It's like,
yeah.
Well, let's see how it goes.
I know. I don't really understand that, because it's like,
I don't either.
You're going in there, if you say I want, I mean, they could at least explain, well, the reason I don't want to do this test or give you a CAT scan or whatever it's called is for this reason. But usually they're like, no, you're okay.
Yeah, and the scans do make sense because it involves radiation, right? And they obviously don't want to be pumping people with that. But it's like, to not want to do blood work just mm-hmm. seems crazy to me, right? Because that could tell so much. So I'm going back tomorrow to do a breath test, because I was supposed to do it today, but I had gum in my mouth.
I haven't never heard of that even.
I haven't either. I was like, you want to test my breath?
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably not very good. I don't know. I was like, what is this going to be like? Like, let me smell. You're good. But I was like, how does this breath test work? And she's like, it's 15 minutes. That I'm assuming I'm breathing into something, and it tests for bacteria in your stomach. Mm. So, yeah, I'm glad we're just doing something,
right?
You know, because...
But it's obviously your...
Oh, it's for sure my...
digestive system, yeah. So hopefully they can just run all the tests they can.
Yep. And then obviously a colonoscopy would just be a peace of mind mm-hmm. thing for me. So I'm hoping we just do that, because I haven't had one in a while, and...
I mean, most people don't have them at your age, but.
Well, most people aren't me. All right, what else we got off the top?
Well, next we have neighbors and fences.
Oh, that's been our consuming everything this week.
I feel sleepy. Just...
Not me, though. I just watch out the window.
Oh, man. Whenever you do something that involves a third party to come and do it, it's the worst, man. Like, I get why people try to do everything themselves now.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter how many reviews they have, no matter what, you know, whoever vouches for them, like, they never just do it right, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And... I don't want to go into too much details, because I remember Rhett and Link, they have a podcast. Mm-hmm. It's one I listen to called Ear Biscuits. And I remember Link was talking about his neighbor and how his neighbor's tree branches come over his property line.
He has an issue with that or no?
And he said it bothered him. So he just went out there and just cut all the branches off.
Why did it bother him?
Because it was coming over onto his side.
So, it's a tree.
And the craziest part is he would take what he cut and threw him over the fence.
That's messed up.
That's awesome.
And I was thinking, like, what if his neighbor's listening to this?
Right.
And so, my neighbors are great.
Yeah, we love our neighbors.
But this thing has been a mess.
It's just...
It's such a mess. Who knew putting in a fence would require so much of my energy?
Right, but I don't think it's anything. Sure it's right. I don't think it really has much to do with our neighbors as it does with the actual fencing company, because they're trying to tell us that this neighbor said this and this other neighbor said that. But
well,
then
that's the issue. Is it's involving like three people,
right.
That all have to agree that we all want this one same thing.
Right, but then I feel like they're telling us something different. Then we talk to the neighbor. They're like, well, that's not what I said. So I just feel like they're just trying to get it in as fast as possible, and they're just trying to say, oh, well, they're fine with that. So it's just created some problems.
I'm an outsider in this situation. I just hear the stories. But from my perspective, it just seems annoying that the fence company doesn't just do it right and tell you three this is how it should be.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. No, I'm glad you brought that up because they should be advising us.
Yes.
On this is what we do, mm-hmm. right?
This is how it's done right. This is how the yard should be.
Yeah.
We need more dirt. We need this so that the fence is straight. Like,
and I'll tell you what the issue is our yard isn't flat right now. It's not graded.
Right. No one else's is either.
And no one else's is either. And so before this whole thing even began, I said, is there going to be an issue because our yard's not graded? Like, there's pretty much a drop off on the corner of our yard. Like, do I need to get dirt in here first? And the guy was like, you'll be fine. We'll work around it. And I didn't realize that their workaround was they would just follow the grade.
Yeah, but it's like, we're not done grading it.
We're not done grading.
It was graded, but we have so much water that comes on that side that it's just kind of taking the dirt down with it. So we have to solve that problem first, then get some more dirt. Then I feel like the fence would make sense. But yeah. They're just trying to get it done so fast.
But they're trying to get it done and like... Yeah, and they were just rushing, and they already put in one side, and I, like, they had to literally rip out a post mm-hmm. and redo it, because they were just, like, I can't believe what they were trying to do in that.
Because the top of the fence should be straight across the top.
That's what, please, if you know anything about fences, if you're a landscaper, you own a fence company, or you just know anything, please put in the comments, does a fence follow the grade, or should a fence just be straight?
Across level. The top.
Yeah.
Should the fence be level across the top all the way across?
Yeah.
Please. Because the fence company is saying, no, we just follow the grade. Well, when I talk to landscapers, it's like, I've never seen a fence that does that.
Right.
So which is it?
But could they just put it up straight and then we could put dirt there? Or do you have to put dirt in first?
I don't trust them.
Oh, well, I'll go with that.
Think about like a wood fence though. You would never see a wood fence. Like with these vinyl ones, they have that plastic workability where they can be uneven across the top a little bit. And it still looks weird, but it works because of the way they're made. But with like a wood fence, it has to be straight.
Yeah, and like just driving, I was just looking at everyone else's fence. I haven't seen a single fence that isn't level.
I did. So I drove up over here because it's a big hill over there. And it seems like people who didn't really care that much didn't level their yard and they had their fences slanted like this. But there's other neighbors up there that put retaining walls straight and then their fence goes straight. So I guess it depends on if you really care about that or not. And we care about it because we don't want a slanted fence, especially if we're going to straighten our yard out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the whole point is like. They're trying to do these crazy up and downs. It's just, it would just look so much better, especially for us and the neighbor directly behind us.
Yeah.
Like a level fence is always just going to look better.
Right.
Right. So I sent a text and said, stop what you're doing.
To the fence people.
We are not putting this in until I get dirt in here. I already called the company. They're going to bring in 16 cubic feet of dirt, like, so hopefully that fixes it all.
But I mean, it is taking longer, but we'd rather have it done well than just done, you know.
Yeah,
anyway, hashtag homeowner props.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Though I just wish they would grade it, the builders would grade it for you, and they should just put in the fences for you as well.
Yes.
Because then you have the problem that, what if one neighbor doesn't want to pay for the fence? And then it's just like a big mess.
Yeah, and it just solves it.
Yeah.
It's set in stone. This is your yard and this is the fence.
I still don't get why they don't put it in a backyard either. Maybe because you can pick what you want in your backyard. But still, it's like, come on.
Well, moving along.
There's our rant.
Yeah.
This week is celibacy week.
What?
Welcome to celibacy week, everybody.
We've been holding true.
Have we, though?
Been holding strong. Lynn's celibacy week.
What? I've never even heard of that.
So this week, no babies being made.
Starting on what day?
On Monday.
The release of this pod.
No. When you watch this, it'd be the Monday before. So celibacy week's already done. You could do what you want at this point.
By the time they watch this?
Yes.
Celibacy week.
It'll be done.
Okay.
But the previous week, you better not have.
Or else what?
You're big trouble. Big trouble. Because if you make a baby during celibacy week, they're going to be born between Christmas and New Year's.
Oh.
And no baby wants to be born near Christmas and New Year's.
So you just can't make a baby, but if, no you're, baby on, making. But if you're on...
No, no, no. You can't even risk it. No risking.
Well, okay. We're going to have a baby then between Christmas and New Year's.
We are?
Yes.
How?
What do you mean? You want me to tell you the exact day?
Yes, we so did not.
We held
perfect.
True. We stuck with the troops. Those on the line that were no. That said no okay. to that.
See, this is what I mean. Jane doesn't remember. And so then he thinks it's been a long time. This is what I'm trying to tell calendar. You people.
You need the calendar. I'm telling you.
Linz, I'm being a little facetious. Just go along with it.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Jeez, you're acting like I'm like actually on the board of celibacy week and we're not following the rules.
Well, you did say you'd be in big trouble.
Yeah.
So how am I supposed to take that?
Linz, you think, okay. So yeah, thank you everyone for adhering to the celibacy week. Next year we'll remind you again, but beforehand.
Yeah, me too, because I didn't know.
You knew. You were on the memos.
Okay.
You get the memos. Everyone checks in every day. We're good. Thumbs up, and we know.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we are in the thick of college basketball March Madness right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing really well. That's all I have to say.
Awesome.
Nice.
I'm awesome. In first place in my league.
Awesome.
I think I'm in the top like 30,000 of brackets.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's insane.
What do you get?
Nothing. Just.
Wow.
I mean, if I joined like the big bracket, I probably could have won something, but.
Well, in honor of March Madness, we will be having our own little bracket on the pod. Ooh. Live. Called the Date Night March Madness Bracket. Da-na-na-na.
Date night?
Like, date night.
Is this like things you do on date night?
Oh, yep, cool. So we've got 16 fun activities to do on a date night right here. And so you
and we're
guys...
we're going to narrow it down to one. Mm-hmm. The best date night.
So are we doing the best objectively or your guys' favorite?
No, the best facts.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And no one can say otherwise.
So, in the round of 16, the Sweet 16, we've got it narrowed down here.
Okay.
We have in the first game, we have Movie Night versus Ooh. Picnic.
Okay.
And Movie Night is a 1 seed and Picnic is an 8 seed. 8 seed is the lowest in our bracket.
So, Movie Night was high. Lots movie of people night. Like Movie Night.
Mm-hmm.
I like Movie Night. I would pick
yeah,
that one.
I don't want to do Picnic.
Yeah, okay. I don't think we've ever done a Picnic.
The round one winner.
I just feel like picnics logistically
is movie
unless you
night.
Set up like a cute picnic. But
no,
if
you're like on the ground. You're like yeah. trying to eat, but you have to like hold yourself up, yeah. and it's like
yeah.
I don't know.
That's they can saying. Be fun every once
yeah,
in a while.
Yeah, you could
but
sit at like a park table.
A movie
maybe.
Night is way better.
Movie night.
Yeah, yeah.
That's gonna be tough to beat, but
okay.
we'll see.
All right, moving down the list, we have a 4 seed in cooking class. Against Ooh. A 5 seed in bowling. So these are the middle seeds here.
Cooking class or bowling?
It's a tough one. I like bowling, but I feel like I kind of get bored of it. So I feel like a cooking class would be kind of fun.
You get bored of bowling? When?
Just because I'm so good and I just...
Oh,
no, I'm just
really?
But your guys' first date was bowling.
You're right, it was.
That wasn't a date. I didn't pay.
It was a... Yeah, it was a not... It was just friends. It was a friend date.
Bowling.
Bowling yeah, is bowling. The winner
You're right.
of
That's
game
what
two.
We would do.
All right, moving down the list, we have the 2 seed aquarium.
Ooh.
Against yeah. the 7 seed art gallery.
No.
Oh.
No. Aquarium's oh. way better.
No, hold on. We have to agree. Hold
really? Because you just bowled me over last time in the bowling one.
You said bowling before I said bowling.
I said cooking class. I said I get bored of bowling.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I get to pick this one. I'm picking the aquarium.
Over. Hold on, hold on.
Art gallery. Okay, let's put it in perspective
the
here.
The animals are cute, and they actually do
Meg
stuff.
Meg is the tiebreaker, okay? If we can't agree, and we pick different ones. Meg gets to decide.
Okay, but tell me your reasoning why you would prefer art gallery.
I don't
want
to pass it to her yet, because I know she's not going to pick art gallery.
Why would you pick an art gallery over an aquarium?
I don't know. I like them.
Yeah, but the aquarium could be different every time because sometimes animals aren't out. Sometimes they do something different. Art gallery, you like go one time and you're like,
art aquarium.
Huh?
Thank you. She said aquarium.
Aquarium?
Although an art gallery would be really fun.
I love art galleries.
I do.
When have we ever been to an art
Park City, we've been to one.
No, we didn't.
You don't know reality,
that
Lindsay.
That was your other girlfriend.
Okay, I'll let you guys brawl.
All right, let's keep going.
Okay, aquarium beats art gallery into submission and moves on to the next round.
Let's go.
Okay, moving down the list, we've got a 3-seed hiking against a 6-seed
no.
building a fort.
Oh, Frick.
Building a fort would be fun.
Building a fort.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're not
hiking. I know, that's an upset.
Upset alert, upset alert.
I used to hike, but you know.
That's surprising to me.
That Lindsay used to hike?
No, that... No, that building a fort beat hiking. We've got our first upset of the day. Well, I guess bowling was technically
we're not really
an upset.
Like, I don't know. We're just not that type of people.
Here's the thing. When I hike, all I see is my feet.
You're breathing heavy.
And then I get to the top, and it's kind of like, nice. And then I watch my feet more on the way down.
I do like hiking, but I feel like I wouldn't do that as a date. I'd more just like to do it for just like a fun exercise. Because I like to work out, and if I wanted to do something
that
different, I'd go hiking.
That just reminded me of a funny story. So you know when you do like a school dance, and then you have the day date?
Mm-hmm.
That's a Utah thing.
Okay, sorry, non-Utah
people. So if you have prom on a Saturday night, that day,
during
go,
the day,
you go pick
date.
Up your date.
And you do a day date.
Yep.
And then everyone goes home and gets nice ready. And yeah. ready. And then, so our day date was hiking to a waterfall. And we start going, and this hike was hard. Like, it was so steep. And finally, like, half the group, we were just like, let's just turn around. And the other half was like, no, let's keep going. So I turn around, we leave. And then that night, we met up with the rest of the group that kept going. And they were like, it was like 40 more yards. to the waterfall, like it was like just over like the last next thing.
That could be like a metaphor for something.
Okay, I don't know if it's that deep.
Well, Miley Cyrus does have a song about it.
Yeah,
it's the climb.
It's mm-hmm. the climb.
It was a climb.
One quick note on this: yesterday we were driving back from Park City because we were working with a client up there. And we could see Mount Timpanogos, which you guys are going to be hiking. And I pointed it out to Jaden, and he was like, oh, frick, that's really high. It is. It looks huge from when you're driving on that side.
I don't
it's
know
massive.
How we're going to get there.
You better start walking on an incline every day.
Okay, I will.
All right, moving down the list. And just a reminder, building a fort upset hiking in that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, that
so
just makes me laugh.
Now,
it's fun. It's cute.
Now we're on the other side of the bracket. We have a 2-seed dance class against 7-seed karaoke night. What kind of dance class?
Well, here's what happened. I thought it would be cute to book us a dance session.
Uh-huh.
Private.
Yes.
Dance session. And I give Lindsay... Oh, this will be so fun. And
like a stripper pole class, just you two? Or?
No. No.
Okay.
Lindsay would actually have to go for us to know what it was going to be.
I just have to book it. It was a gift card.
You just
card.
Have to book it? Dude, that was like 4 years ago.
No, it was probably 2.
Liz, that is not still valid.
It's valid. I bet
really?
I could call. It's your money. You paid for it.
I know, but a lot of those things, it's like you got to use this within a flipping year.
No.
I hope it's like a twerking class.
I'm going to call them. We should go. But honestly, I feel like I'd rather do karaoke.
That's just on, because, my, that's on my bucket list.
Just because I am not a great dancer.
That's no why is. You take a class.
I know, but I just feel like I would feel awkward, and I feel like I'm not a really good singer either, but I like to sing, and I just feel like karaoke isn't for like really good singers. You just go to just to have fun.
No. All right, Meg.
I don't know. I love to dance, so I might have...
You know what to pick.
Think about me and you. What would we do in this situation if we had to pick between the two?
We would probably have a few beverages and go to karaoke.
Hell yeah, we would.
But I like to dance. Like,
yep.
I but like this to isn't also have do. A few beverages and dance.
But this isn't dancing at Twist. This
it's
is
like a class.
A class where me and you would get taught how to dance.
Yeah, that's so romantic.
Which I would go to, but if we're choosing between the two, what are we choosing?
We're choosing karaoke at the Hitching Post.
Wow. Can we get a different tiebreaker in here?
What the hell?
You picked two that were mine.
Emma said dance class.
Okay, Emma wants to twerk.
Okay, Harry, you're the actual tiebreaker.
Harry, you're the tiebreaker. Karaoke night or dance class. He's coming over.
I already know what Harry's going to pick, so let's just move on.
It's just a date? Like just the two of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You and Jane are you have the option. You can go to a dance class for free, or you can go to karaoke night for free with me.
With me.
And I'll get drunk and sing 1985 by Bowling for Soup.
No, it's just you and Jane.
That's what I was going to say.
Just you and Jane.
If like it's a friend thing where Taylor
That's a good
there,
point, Harry.
It's
Harry
karaoke every
points.
Day of the week. But I feel like that would be weird for just me and Jane to go do karaoke.
That's a good point.
And Harry has to get up there and sing the national anthem.
Which one? Who knows?
Whichever one you want.
So what I hear you saying
So I probably would go dance if it's more of just a date thing.
That makes more sense.
Okay. Right.
But as long as there's drinking involved, too.
Dance class is the champion. Well, not the champion, but
of
that round.
Let's be honest, that one's probably not going to make it to the top, so...
I guess it remains to be seen.
Wins.
Okay.
All right, we got another 4 and 5 seed, middle of the pack here. The 4 seed is museum visit. What kind of museum, though?
Oh, I don't care.
Okay. And the 5 seed, this is surprising, lower seed than the museum, is theme park.
I would rather do a theme park. You love theme parks. Don't act like you don't.
Oh, please.
Jaden.
Dang. These two got paired up this early.
Theme park. I think that's going to be my number one.
What do you mean?
Like it's going to win the whole thing.
What theme park?
So would you rather go to Lagoon or the Dinosaur Museum?
Lagoon. Who wants to go to a museum over a theme park? No, you don't.
Linz.
Jaden.
You don't even know me.
I do know you.
I feel like I haven't even seen you this week. Where have you been?
Right here.
In body.
What?
But not spirit.
Okay. In mind.
I think it's you that's been dealing with the fence all week.
This is the time of the episode that happens every episode that Ian lectures Lindsay for being...
Absent.
Not there. Exit. Not giving enough to the pod, or not being present enough.
Okay. Thank you.
We usually cut those out, so you get to see it this time.
Jeez, Meg.
Sorry. I'm saying it usually happens, and I just wanted everyone to know it's that time of the pod.
Hey, it's a theme park, 100%.
But you know I love museums, and we didn't go. It was on our calendar to go last week. Just saying.
To an art gallery. That's not a museum.
No, it was to a museum.
No, it was an art museum.
No, it wasn't, Lindsay.
Classic.
There is a difference between an art gallery and an art museum. Let it be known.
Theme park. Next.
All right.
Lindsay, theme park, I guess.
So, theme park wins. We got another mini upset there. Okay, now we are down to the 1 versus the 8 seed.
Uh-oh.
We have number 1 seed, dinner out.
Oh, no.
The 8 seed, game night.
Dinner. We like games, too, but...
Yeah, dinner.
Mostly, that's our main date night is
All right.
going to dinner.
Dinner wins.
Yep, that one was easy.
Okay, now the final match in the first round, we have the 3 seed, spa day.
Mm-hmm.
And the 6 seed, comedy show.
Comedy show.
Yeah, you're right, Jamie.
But what kind of spa day? Like, are you going to the Cliffs Lodge at Snowbird and getting a massage in front of the mountain, or?
That's just not Jane's type of
You don't
thing.
Like getting a massage?
Never done it.
Oh, it's so nice.
I took him one time to get a pedicure.
Pedicures are fun.
and they were trying to massage his calf, and he like was losing it, and he didn't like it. So we've never done it again.
So you're going comedy show? All right, comedy show.
Okay.
All right, round two, everybody.
We made it out of round one.
We have the quarterfinals. In the first game, we have the one seed movie night against the five seed bowling.
Movie.
Okay, movie night wins.
That's going to be hard to beat.
I bet movie and dinner are going to be the finals.
Lens, why do you love to... Just let the game play out as it should.
All right. Next matchup in the quarterfinals, we have the 2-seed aquarium against the 6-seed building a fort.
Aquarium.
Okay. Aquarium moves on.
See what happens.
Aquarium has moved on to the next round. All right. Moving down, we have the 2-seed dance class against the 5-seed theme park.
Theme park.
Okay, theme park. Nope. I did building a fort and aquarium. Aquarium won.
All good.
Emma's our
bracket.
We're
double checking.
Emma's our bracket accountant.
Yeah.
So keeping us honest here. All right, and the final match of the quarterfinals, we have number 1 seed dinner out. And the 6-seed comedy show.
Dinner.
Yeah, dinner.
Okay. We are on to the semifinals, and seems we're moving rapid pace here.
Yes.
Okay. We have, in the first game, we have movie night, which is a 1-seed, against the 2-seed aquarium. Dun, dun, dun.
A movie.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Movie night is moving on to the finals. Woo.
Think about...
Meg wants you to hear her out.
It's a special date night, though. Like,
what are you talking about? What's just, more special than watching Dune?
I'm just saying, keep that in mind. This is a special date night.
Okay, like, I'll keep it in mind. Romantic.
Yes, that's
like
true.
Romantic, you know, yeah. This is your 5th year anniversary.
I feel like the only reason we go to the aquarium is for Fletch. It would be fun as a date, but... I feel like we never think about it, just us two. It's usually with Fletcher.
Even though on our honeymoon, do you guys want to know what we did on our honeymoon?
No.
Didn't you talk about?
All right.
Yeah, please.
Jeez.
No.
I think you know what I meant.
We
don't want to know everything.
We went and stayed in a Marriott, I think, in San Diego.
San Diego.
And we went to SeaWorld.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the zoo.
The San Diego Zoo and the safari park.
And the safari park for our honeymoon.
Is that funny?
That's very
that actually
hot.
Sounds like a great time.
It was awesome.
It was actually really fun. Yeah, it was fun.
I would do that, yeah.
And then we were like, we should do something. I was like, let's go to the beach. And it was so cold.
Yeah, it was still fun, though. We got in the water for 2 seconds, but the beach itself wasn't bad. It was warm. It was like sunny because it was October.
All right, we are on to the other side of the bracket, which is the semifinals. And we have the 5-seed theme park. We got a dark horse there against the 1-seed dinner out to go to the championship.
I think I'd rather go to a theme park.
What? What happened?
That's what I want to do for my birthday this year.
A little Frightmares action?
Yeah. We were supposed to go 1 year for my birthday, and Jaden backed out.
What do you mean?
So you owe Lindsay.
How did I back out?
You said we weren't going. We were supposed to go with your mom and John.
No way I backed out.
You said, no, I don't want to go. And I said, it's my birthday. You said, yeah, we'll go another time. And then we never went.
That is not true, Lindsay.
Jaden, it was my
birthday. You woke up today, decided you're going to tell things that aren't true.
That is true. You could call your mom. I bet she remembers.
No, there was something else that happened.
No.
I remember.
No, no, no.
Yes, I remember.
I bet you can look back
go,
on your text messages.
No, they couldn't go, and we had Fletcher
no,
who couldn't
write
anything. No, we didn't,
because we were still in our townhome.
What are you talking about? You said last year.
It wasn't last year. It was like 4 years ago.
Taylor, did she say last year?
No, I didn't.
She didn't say last year.
Because last year we did something.
Back in our townhome, and you're still bringing it up?
Yeah, because I wanted to do that for my birthday. And it was my birthday,
oh,
and
my goodness.
We didn't do it. So I think I'd rather do a theme park.
And what was the other option?
Dinner.
Dinner. We do that every day. A theme park
sounds way more fun.
Yeah, we do that all the time. A theme park's way more
basic.
Fun.
It's old, reliable. It's great.
You're supposed to be the middle line guy.
I'm just giving my input.
Theme park, a special date night. You can go to dinner every night.
Yeah, you can go to dinner every night of the week if we wanted to.
That, I think, is the point. Which one do we prefer?
Which one? I would prefer a theme park. If I could go to a theme park once a week, I would.
Okay. All right, I guess theme park, because everyone's yelling at
me. Theme park wins a nail biter and is going to the championship.
Wow, theme park, what happened?
That's so fun.
Okay, we got the Dark Horse theme park, a 5 seed, against taking on the 1 seed movie night.
So let me clarify, is a movie night like going to the movies, or is it watching
going
a movie?
To the movie theater.
Yep.
Oh, I do love a good movie. Popcorn. Yeah, I think I'd rather do a movie.
And the big soda.
Yeah.
And we always buy the cool cups that are like $30.
What if you see a movie you don't really like, though? You come out of there a little disappointed.
It's about the journey.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm an easy movie critic. So is Jaden, as you guys saw on his ratings.
Those... No. Don't you... Those are like regarded as great movies. Okay. I'm not alone in that, Lindsay. Okay. You woke up. Turn the camera off. What's your problem, man? What the freak did I do today that made you mad at me?
Well, now I'm thinking about Lagoon on my birthday now.
Oh my gosh.
I'm mad at you.
How are we going to decide the champion?
Okay.
Is this not the championship?
This is the championship. It's theme park against movie
night. Let's have a vote by everyone.
Oh my gosh, you're passing it?
Yep.
Well, you guys are included.
Yes, so I vote.
Like my one measly vote.
All right, raise your hand if you want movie night.
Over a theme park.
Over a theme park, wow. Really?
Oh, all right.
Way
well,
to go,
we're,
Lindsay.
We're boring, I guess.
And the rest of us, it seems, are voting theme park.
Wow, that was surprising. Theme park came out on top.
Ours count is 2, so it's a tie, and everyone gets a trophy.
Wow,
I'm fine with either. Either is great. I just don't. Thank you. Thank you.
Theme park.
I just feel like if I'm going to do something each week for date night, I'd rather do movies than a theme park each week.
Sure,
but that's the thing, is a special date night is
but this isn't just one off. This is preferred date night.
I don't know. I think objectively, a theme park date will be more fun than a movie night date.
Yeah.
What theme park? It could be like
Lagoon. That's the only one around here.
So we're going to drive up to Lagoon every week.
Weird.
No, it doesn't have to be every week.
You're changing the rules.
No, I know the basics.
What's a better date night?
You're adding too many layers. You always
what's a better date night than
what?
You
always tell Lindsay no adding layers, and you're adding layers.
It's my turn to add layers. Okay.
Well, it's theme park. Everyone else voted.
Well,
so
theme park is the champion. All right. So we have to move on to the news now.
Okay, I guess
theme park winner.
We're just boring.
5 seed.
So
we should go to Lagoon though.
Yeah, we should.
All right. Kay. In the news, after all speculation and getting bullied online, we found out that the princess Kate Middleton has cancer.
But have you seen that? Everyone is...
Hold on, let me read real fast. Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, personally wrote and delivered a heartfelt video speech revealing her cancer diagnosis, sharing the news in an emotional message filmed at Windsor Castle.
Yeah, that was sad.
After everyone thought she got a BBL.
I know.
And now we all feel bad.
Because did you see Colbert came out and apologized for his jokes? Because I felt like, I don't know. Yeah, there was crazy conspiracies.
Right, but now people are still conspiracizing.
I know, I saw that. Did you see the ring?
It's AI.
Did you see her ring in that video?
Yeah, but I just feel like maybe it's just video. I don't know.
Oh, just video.
I don't know anything about videos. I don't know much about AI either, but... people are still trying to come up with a theory that was a fake video.
It never ends.
I know, never.
No, I feel horrible for her. And it's like I've said, because people all the time will try to tell me a conspiracy that they have a cure for cancer. They're just not giving it to people. But I'm like,
if the princess,
Steve Jobs would still be here. Yeah. The princess would not have cancer. Like,
doesn't King, what's his name? King Charles?
He has cancer. That's what I said. Yeah. That's what I thought. So that's what makes me think.
Well, and I used to think that too. But then one of my friends made a good point and said, if the cure for cancer was actually there, because it's about the money, right? People say that chemo and everything bring these companies so much money, so they'd rather keep cancer in business. But the cure for cancer would make them so much more money. Yeah.
They would be the wealthiest company in the world.
Yeah.
So, in the world.
Yeah. I do feel bad for though, because it's like, it's obviously a hard time and they were trying to be more private, but everyone was like, where's Kate Middleton? So I'm sure. And so it kind of forced her to like come out with it, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Bizarre situation.
Best of wishes.
But one note there is the PR team kind of messed up.
Because, they fumbled that.
Because there was that picture that looked like it was edited and they're all, oh, Kate's just learning photography and editing, and she messed editing. And it was like, dude, that's when you should have come out and come clean instead of
totally
like doubling down. What was that?
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on in the news. We've talked about this a few times. We have the Boeing leadership changes amid challenges. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun will step down at the end of 2024, while Boeing commercial airplanes chief Stan Deal steps down immediately. Amid a management shakeup as the company addresses its ongoing 737 MAX crisis and emphasizes a renewed focus on safety and quality. The aerospace giant is undergoing significant leadership changes, including the resignation of independent board chair Larry Kellner as it works to regain trust and stabilize its operations.
Well, we didn't even talk about that guy.
No, we did.
Not on the. We talked about it, but then we didn't.
We talked about it on the pod.
I know, but we didn't talk about his friend.
Yeah, we did. Oh, friend?
No, not the friend, remember?
So there was a whistleblower. He was like head of quality control.
Yeah.
And he saw major issues in their quality and felt that the aircrafts were unsafe, but Boeing was like, don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So then he went out and brought the attention to whoever monitors.
And then they said he committed suicide.
Then all of a sudden he dies of suicide and in like a parking lot or something.
But his friend came out and said, well, I got a letter from him before he died and said, if I die, it wasn't suicide.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And now the CEO is stepping down. It's a mess.
Yeah, it's a big mess.
So,
maybe don't fly for a minute.
I didn't want to say it, but maybe check your ticket and see if it's a Boeing 737, 747?
37 MAX.
Yeah. Because I saw someone on TikTok. They like posted a video and they're like sitting near the exit and they show their ticket and it's a Boeing 737 because that's what keeps breaking.
Yeah.
And they were just like,
are there competitor? Like, what's the competitor?
Keep that seatbelt on.
I think Airbus is the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Boeing just has a chokehold on that market. But
yeah, maybe not anymore.
It's crazy.
All right, last piece of news here: expose on Nickelodeon's troubled past.
Mm.
Quiet on Set: The Dark Side of Kids TV delves into the disturbing sexualization and exploitation within Nickelodeon, highlighting former executive Dan Schneider's problematic tenure and the industry's failure to protect young talents, as illustrated by alarming on-screen content and off-screen allegations. The documentary exposes systemic issues in children's television, sparking necessary conversations on safeguarding vulnerable performers and rectifying past abuses.
Yeah, we watched it and it was pretty disturbing.
Yeah.
They didn't have a lot of like the big, big stars. They had Drake on there.
From Drake and Josh.
Yeah, and they had like a few other familiar faces, but they didn't have like...
A lot of them were from, what was that one show?
All That.
That was like the main people that were on there that were child actors. But yeah, pretty much the producer that ran, like he like created all the big hits, Drake and Josh, The Amanda Bynes Show, all that. Like, he's the one who curated all of these shows that obviously were making Nickelodeon filthy rich, and so they kind of allowed him to just go rogue. And I don't know if there's any allegations of him actually like essaying someone,
right? But there's claims Amanda Bynes had like a Twitter account that wasn't, it was like Ashley Barnes was her name on that account, but she said that she had an abortion
and it was his.
Yes.
So yeah, there's just tons of mess there. But something that's set in stone is Drake Bell from Drake and Josh. He was abused by the dialect coach. And the dialect coach like was having him stay at his house and was like grooming him. And the saddest part of the series, I think, was hearing Drake's dad. Because Drake's dad was not just his dad, but his manager.
Right, and he was like, you stay away from that guy. I can't remember, David.
Yeah, because he saw that guy was like always near Drake.
Yeah.
Always grabbing his arm, putting his arm around, like just very like inappropriate stuff in the open. And eventually, he no longer was.
Yeah, because the guy that was grooming Drake convinced Drake that his dad was bad for his career. And so he switched his manager to his mom. And then that guy convinced his mom, you know, that Drake should stay at his house because it would be easier.
It's closer to the studio.
And his dad even told his mom, like, do not let Drake be out of your sight when he's around this guy.
Yeah.
And so she let him stay at their house. And he just said, he said, imagine the worst kind of abuse, and it happened to me.
Yeah. And when the guy got convicted, since Drake, he was found guilty. So this is set in stone. He did that. But when he got convicted, his dad saw that. But because Drake was a minor, they just call him like John 1 or whatever. And he talked to Drake and he said, oh, I am so glad they were able to catch him before he did anything to you, not knowing that it was Drake that he did all that to. Damn. And it was like, oh, that part was just so heartbreaking.
I know. But I mean, I don't think it's just Nickelodeon, because I know a lot of things are starting to come out about Disney as well now too. And you can kind of see when kids go into that industry pretty young, they kind of...
Man, they just come out.
They come out of it kind of, you know, not like... Just not themselves, just, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're told to keep quiet. They're probably paid a lot of money, and it just wrecks them, you know?
Yeah.
So I just feel like there needs to be, I don't know, they need to do better. I just feel like TV just thinks, especially, you know, I watch like The Bachelor and all these other shows, and they love the drama because that's what brings views and money. But it's like, at what cost to these poor like people that go on the show, you know? So everything's always about money on TV, and they don't really care about the well-being of the people that are on the TV.
Yeah, and that's just the surface. There was so much more to that documentary, but I thought it was done really well. Yeah. And it's just sad, like, because that was a big part of our childhood, and I loved those shows. Like, that's what I grew up on, and just seeing what was actually going on and the sadness behind the show kind of ruins.
Yeah,
it ruins that. So,
well, that is really sad. Meg and I are in the process of watching the show, so it's heavy. Anyway, on a lighter note, let's play We're Not Really Strangers.
Okay.
Two cards.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
All right. First one, what do you think my biggest goal for this year is?
I feel like there's a couple. I mean, it helps.
My biggest.
I feel like that helps that we planned our year out. But I feel like your biggest goal this year is to make a lot of money.
Cut that. What do you say?
That's your goal every year.
Oh my gosh. You make me seem like I'm like
Mr. Krabs.
Yeah. Money.
Well, I just feel like that's everyone's goal.
Okay, nice save.
Is it not? What's your biggest goal?
I don't know.
I feel like also one of your big goals is to like get out and just do more stuff, like be more open to experiences and just like, you know, experience life more.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Your biggest goal is to be nice to me.
I'm always nice to you.
Okay, then you're real.
Okay, what's my biggest goal?
I think your biggest goal is you want to travel.
Yeah, yes, you know, I'm not a really...
Like you want a vacation.
Yeah, I do want a vacation more. That would be nice. But I'm not really a goal setter because I don't like to disappoint myself.
Yeah.
But I feel like I would like to get my routine in order.
I was going to say that, but...
That is a big goal of mine.
I feel like you already do that.
But I know, but I just feel like I could get better at it.
Okay.
But I also would like to vacation and like just travel more. So I guess they're both right.
Okay.
Oh, are you reading both?
I can read them. Oh, yeah. You want me to read it?
Yeah, you read it.
All right. What fight of ours did you struggle with most? What felt particularly hard for you about it?
You want us to get into a fight on into one of our
fights? On celibacy week?
On camera?
We could skip it.
I mean, we could go over it. I just have to think of our fights.
Okay. You go there.
We did tell that one story, right? Didn't we tell that one story that one time about the police on this yep. podcast? That was probably our biggest fight. Can you read the question?
Sure. What fight of ours did you struggle with most? What felt particularly hard for you about it?
That was a hard fight, and it was difficult because I feel like it could have been avoided. Mainly on my part because I started it, but I also apologized, and wow. Jaden didn't accept my apology, so then it kept escalating. So we both, it definitely could have been avoided, but we both just escalated it to a point that it didn't need to get to. And it was literally just petty stuff. Well, you don't do this, and you don't do that, and you're like that, and I don't like this. And it was just like the silliest things you could fight about.
What was particularly hard about it was the embarrassment
of the police showing up.
That was crazy.
That was embarrassing.
I don't know. Yeah, that one was bad.
Yeah.
And it was over keeping the Sabbath day holy, so.
And we don't even do that anymore.
Let's move on.
No, you have to answer now, too.
I did.
You just agreed.
Okay, that one was hard, okay? Yeah. Let me think.
It doesn't necessarily have to be your biggest one. Just a fight that was difficult, right?
That was particularly hard.
I can't remember exactly what the question said, but...
That one was just embarrassing. Plus, it was just like, what if I would have went to jail, Lindsay?
Well, you didn't.
I know, but what if I did? That was the hardest thing. I'm like, you don't realize that... When I try to hug you and you're yelling, don't touch me, that sounds bad.
Yeah, well.
And I said,
he said,
if you keep saying crazy things like that, the cops are going to show up and they're going to arrest me.
The thing is, like, you weren't listening to me. And so then I felt like I had to yell. But I felt, again, it would have been both our fault that you went to jail. It wouldn't have just been my fault because it didn't need to get to that point. And I'll die on that hill.
All right, let's move on.
Okay. Submission this week. I am going through a faith crisis, but haven't told my parents. How did you handle this, if you did? Ha ha.
Oh my gosh. I got, like, nervous. So I love my parents to death, and they're like the best people you'll ever meet. Yeah, and so I actually really, I had a really hard time, you know, coming to terms, like deciding if I should. Obviously, they would find out eventually, and so I thought maybe they could just find out organically, you know?
Organically? Why are you talking like marketing terms?
But I just felt like my mom and my dad, I've just been through so much, and, you know, a couple of my other siblings left the church, and so I just felt like horrible about just adding on, you know? Mm-hmm. And so my mom came into town. So I didn't tell him for a few months after I decided. And then my mom came into town and she just asked me a question about church. I can't remember what it was, but I just said, oh, well, me and Jaden haven't been going. And then we just had a conversation. Obviously my mom was upset and I felt bad, but I mean, she was going to find out either way. And I tried to tell her, you know, like, this was my decision. It's just something that I feel like is important for me. I just feel like it's not something that is bringing me joy in my life anymore. And I feel better not living that way. And again, my parents are amazing. And they just, they were sad, but they'll always love me. And I feel like I knew that before I told them. So I didn't feel like they were gonna treat me any different after I told them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I just got home from work.
Yeah,
I came in and they were sitting on the couch.
I know, and Jaden's so nice, and my mom's crying, and Jaden's just like so sweet, and he goes over and gives her a big hug, and so I mean, obviously it was hard, but I mean, I just didn't want to feel like I was living, you know, I was being fake or something around them. You know, I just wanted to live the way I wanted to live without feeling like I had to pretend.
Yeah. And they're awesome.
Yeah.
Like nothing's right. changed.
Yeah.
You know, so we love you, Cindy.
Yeah.
We know you watch. Yeah. mine was different. I mean, I don't even know if I've had the conversation with my mom.
No, I feel like more, because I feel like.
But also it's kind of like, I wonder if she just sees it as like, it's none of my business.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It's not like I was asking her really, like,
right,
you going to church?
Right.
You know, like, yeah. I think she's just kind of left it like, if you go. Yeah. If you don't, you right. don't, you know? And my mom doesn't.
Right. And your family dynamic's a little bit different than mine.
Yeah. But I do remember we went to breakfast, I think. We met up with my dad. Mm-hmm. He was like down this way or something. Yeah. We just met up with him for breakfast and somehow it got brought up, and I could tell he was shocked.
Yeah.
But my dad hasn't gone to church
in since, forever. Yeah.
Probably before I was born. I don't know. Like, I've never known him as an active member of the church. So,
right, but again, if you knew us,
that was the biggest thing. Yes. I think for him was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? And then, like, when Lindsay first came to me about, hey, I'm struggling with this. I don't believe it anymore. And we had that conversation. The first thing I think was like, don't tell Brady. Because I just know like that was a big part of our life.
Right.
Mine and his.
Yeah.
You know, and like I wanted to be able to like have that moment.
Right.
To like explain.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And one time we were going snowmobiling, and on the way up, we just talked about it. And
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think, again, like you said, it is the most important that we know people
right
that are not in the church, and when their parents come around, they're all of a sudden in the church.
Right.
You know, just to please the parents, yeah. Right, which I think is
sad, not only for, I mean, I just feel like it's sad. I'm not going to judge the way anyone parents their children, but I just feel like you should be a place for your kids to come and tell you things, and they're not going to feel judged. They're not going to feel like you're disappointed in them. Like, especially if it's something like that where it's over beliefs, I just feel like they should know that you're going to love them no matter what. And then that's not going to change. Like, you know that they're still the same person regardless of their beliefs.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just feel like parents sometimes make it difficult for kids to tell them those types of things because their kids are scared, you know?
Well, they make it seem like, then you're not my kid.
Right.
Because that's not the kid I would raise.
Right.
When it's like, that's not it at all.
Yeah.
Right. So hopefully that helps you.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Anyone else in the room?
Anyone else in the room?
Do not reference me.
Meg, you had a lot to say during the bracket and a strong opinion.
I mean, I have so much to say about this. I could really go off, but I think at the end of the day, your parents have chosen their life and chose what they want to do, what they want to teach, what they want to give to you. And as long as you're not being a horrible person and hurting everyone around you, this is your life. Like, this is whatever you need to do. And at least with my experience, there's been so much hurt on like both sides, but like your parents chose to live a life. They chose to stay in it and they chose to teach you it. And now it's up to you to do what you want with your life. Like, I don't know. That's all I can think of. And that's kind of what I've justified to myself is like, no one told them that they have to be in it. No one told them that they have to leave it. No one told them like how to, like they chose that. And like, I deserve to choose what I want for my life too. And as long as you're not being a horrible person and treating those around you horrible, like you can't really make a wrong decision to me. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good point.
All right, guys. Last segment of the pod. We have settle our debate.
Ooh.
Grr.
Here we go. If one spouse doesn't like having dogs, but the other spouse does, what should you do?
Get the dogs, obviously.
Good Lord.
Okay, but you know what? We had this conversation when we were dating before we got married, and I said, I am going to have dogs. And no. Jaden said,
so did
okay.
Jaden Loy and say that was okay?
He did. Because you know what happens?
Opinions change,
you know,
Lins.
No, you know what happens? Men like to tell you stuff just so that you'll like them. Jaden told me he liked, loved Lake Powell when we were dating, but he actually hates it. So
look at us now.
Yeah, we have two dogs.
What's it called when you...
I didn't do nothing, okay? I didn't really grow up with dogs.
Yes, you did. You had Roscoe.
I was five!
No, you were in school.
I was five, kindergarten.
We still had a dog, and your dad loves dogs. Why didn't you get that
dream? Yeah, that's a good point. Your dad didn't like dogs.
He didn't.
Hold on. We had Roscoe. I was five. I have no memory of Roscoe.
Okay, I have to tell a funny story really quick.
Oh my gosh, Linz. Okay,
we were newly married. We went to Thanksgiving in Arizona, and me and Jane were sleeping on an air mattress. Jaden sometimes sleep talks, and in the middle of the night, he was sleep talking, and he said, close the door, Roscoe's gonna get out. And he kept saying, Roscoe, so you're telling me you're having dreams at 30? Oh, wait, you were probably 24 at the 30? time. You know, at 24, and you're telling me you don't have any memories of Roscoe?
I don't. I just remember Roscoe running out the door every time we'd open
it. And
it
stuck with you.
And here's the thing is, opinions can change, Meg and Taylor and Lindsay. Okay? And I was like, oh, I didn't really grow up with dogs. They seem like cool things.
No, you told me you didn't like dogs when we were dating.
So you just lied.
But you told me...
I didn't tell you nothing.
Yes,
then.
You said we could have dogs.
So we got two dogs. And I've decided I don't really like having dogs.
Well, and I said, well, you married me and we're having dogs.
There has to be a compromise. We're going to have these two dogs for 15
this
years?
This is a compromise because I told you
15 years we'll have these two dogs.
This is already... Hey,
so we should do another 15 years, no dogs.
No. So this was
to equal it,
Jaden,
out.
Can you let me speak?
Okay, go.
Thank you. This was a compromise because I love...
This was a compromise.
I love big dogs. I wanted a Great Dane. That's like my dream dog. And they're huge.
Oh my gosh.
And Jaden said no to big dogs. So I said, fine, I'll settle with a small dog. So we got Silo. But guess how we got Millie? So I was fine with one dog.
Oh,
wasn't
really?
Even thinking about two. Jaden was selling for the summer, and he sold at this house, and they had like 15 dogs, all a bunch of Yorkies and maybe like two big dogs. He was like, you need to come to their house. They have so many dogs. So I went with him the second time he went over to their house. And the husband brings out Millie and says, we found her. Like, someone called us and said there was a stray dog. They called us. She was just running around with two big dogs. And they were like, we're looking for a home for her. And I didn't say a word because I'm like, there's no way. And then all of a sudden, Jaden goes, we could take her. And I was literally like, what? But, you know, he was like in the sales guy mode. But he, if I wasn't there, I'm sure he would have been like, oh, actually, we can't take him. But I was there. So I'm like, we are taking this dog. So we came back like a couple days later and grabbed Millie. And so then that's how we wound up with Millie. And then Jaden was like, oh, I think we should give her back because she wasn't getting along with Silo. But luckily, she started getting along with Silo. I'm like, we are keeping this dog. I'm not giving her
back. I agree. I don't want to get rid of Silo and Millie. I know that's not an option. So they're here to stay. How old are these dogs?
8.
So they got 8 more years with us.
No.
But I just want to make sure you know, and so you can prep yourself. I want to make sure
you know that I'm getting another dog.
You said I let you speak that whole time. I didn't say a word. I put my head down and didn't say anything.
Thank you.
We've had these dogs 8 years. You need to get ready that in 8 more years when these dogs cross the Rainbow Bridge, we're not doing dogs anymore.
That's not happening.
Maybe just one dog that's like very well trained.
No.
Yes.
I can't do dogs anymore. I will go.
A dog that doesn't bark, that poops outside.
Taylor, what happened to you? How much money did you give Taylor?
I'm mediating. What if the dog didn't bark and didn't harm you?
I don't like them. I don't view them as...
I need them as part of my happiness.
And I don't.
I feel like I don't like dogs either, but I've seen the joy your dogs bring, Lindsay. So thank that's you, why Meg. I'm also
in here
to
mediate. Oh my gosh.
Jaden, you know that I hate dogs. I didn't mean to say
bunch
hate.
Of dog haters around here. It's only me and Harry that like dogs.
No, I like dogs. I've always been scared of dogs. That's my thing. So small dogs are okay, but barking is annoying. So then small dogs, you get barking.
Are they not the worst dogs you've been around?
I will not be commenting on any
questions.
I'm just
saying,
I've seen how much joy
they bring. I don't think you can make Lindsay spend the rest of her life without a dog.
No, you cannot.
I don't think you can.
Why can't she have other animals that stay outside?
No, because I
dogs
like cuddling with the dogs.
Okay,
they
an
want,
outside
though.
Dog.
No, I'll never have an outside dog.
Just one well-trained dog.
I'll take one dog if it's medium-sized.
Oh, my God.
Because small dogs are notorious for barking.
The goalpost keeps moving, man.
Okay, well, luckily you have years before you
I'll
need to.
Go 1 to 2 years without a dog, and then I will get another one.
Maybe.
Yes, that is what's going to happen.
They're nice.
Millie's so cute. She barks, but Yorkies and Pomeranians, which is both her breeds, are notorious for barking. And so she just barks a lot. But that's just something you have to know before you get a breed. Silo just has a lot of anxiety because I think, unfortunately, he was from a puppy mill and I feel sad about it. But someone had to adopt him. Okay.
Okay. All right. Put in the comments. What are you doing?
If you disagree about pets in general, I feel like that is a valid question.
Yeah, like what do you do if you disagree as a couple on pets?
They'd probably say,
don't get married. Let them speak for themselves.
Okay. Don't get married then.
Okay.
Divorce.
Jeez. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, do all the good things. Put your own submission. If you're going through a faith crisis and have more questions, put that in there. But otherwise, oh no.
Our big announcement.
Our big announcement.
I was wondering
I
if you were going to say it or not.
So.
He's fumbling the bag.
So. It was just an April Fool's joke, okay?
I know, April Fool's. We were going to have this. We're not pranksters. We don't do April Fool's, but today is April Fool's. Well, the day that this show is
continuing. We're not ending the show. Gosh, it's just clickbait.
April Fool's Day.
We'll see you next Monday.
So much buildup.
See you next Monday. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode of Between Us, be sure to check out this other episode that we think you will also like.
And be sure to subscribe so that you can see all of our videos.